Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Vayoyim Moshe, Moshe said, Elo'om, to the nation, Klal Yisrael, Al Tiru, don't be afraid, Hisyatsu, or U es Yeshuas Hashem. Stand, and you will see the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem, Ashiyas Alechem Ayoyim, that He will do for you this day. The question arises, why didn't the Bnei Yisrael fight against the Mitzrayim? They outnumbered them at the time. Why didn't they get engage them in battle to defend themselves? And the Ebenezer says, a pshat, he says, that the Egyptians had been the masters of the Bnei Yisrael for such a long time, and the people who went out of Mitzrayim learned from their youth to bear the yoke of the Egyptians, and they felt inferior to their masters, the Egyptians, and therefore they were unable to fight against their masters. It's a peladik of art, a very insightful vart, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz commented on, that this idea of feeling as a slave for so long that you feel inferior to those who ruled over you, even though now you're free, applies also in the Melchemes HaYetzer, when you're fighting against the Yetzer Hara. That when a person feels inferior and feels excessive guilt, then he won't try to fight against his negative impulses. It is true that one needs to be truthful about oneself. It is true that one needs to not hide his faults and be accountable for his faults. But at the same time, he needs to believe in himself. Because if he does not believe in himself and his abilities, he'll feel utterly discouraged and the Yetzer Hara will win. Our task is to view ourselves in an elevated manner. That does not mean we whitewash things, and that does not mean we don't look for truth. And that also means we take a deep look into ourselves. And when we do something wrong and we know it's wrong, we need to correct it. But we need to do it in a positive, elevated manner to realize together with that flaw that you need to correct, there is also that knowledge that you have the greatest potential to be aware of your strengths. And if you are resolved to do that, you will be matzliach. Another lesson in this week's parasha says, Vayosh Hashem b'yom hu esiso ma'amitzrayim, that that day of Kriyas Yamsuf, and when the Egyptians drowned, they were saved. The Ari Chaim asks, they technically were really saved way before when they got out of Mitzrayim. But they didn't feel safe because they were not yet secure in the relationship toward the Egyptians until they were actually totally gone. But anyway, we see from here, though, that they were really free from before. But they didn't consider free unless they feel that freedom. A person who worries and feels insecure is a person who's imprisoned, even though he's not behind bars. To be free, you need to be free of worry of the future. If you worry about the future, then your present becomes suffering. And you're experiencing suffering now based on something that may or may not happen later. And it's unnecessary. And that's why it's so important to master one's thoughts and to have betachin and not worry about future events in the present. Another well-known vart that the Kotzker Rebbe said, it says, "Vayavoyu marasa v'leyachul ishtes mayim amarek imarim heim." It says the children of Bnei Yisrael came to Mara. They were not able to drink the water because it was bitter. And the Kotzker Rebbe explained, it says, "Ki marim heim." They were bitter. Does not say the water was bitter. "Ki marim heim" means the people were bitter. When someone is bitter himself, everything tastes bitter. That's a Kotzker Vart, a very sharp Vart, and it's a pretty well-known Vart. And this concept holds true in many areas of life. If one feels bitter, nothing will feel positive. If you're looking for faults, you'll always find the faults. A bitter person makes himself miserable, and those around him suffer. And sometimes, very often, when one realizes that even though a person has valid reasons sometimes, that he could become bitter, but the source of the problem is within himself. And if he sweetens his own outlook on things, then the world will be sweeter. You put on healthier lenses, then you'll be able to see things in a clearer way. Another great lesson in this week's parsha is when they went to Elima, right after they left Mara and the water was bitter and they threw in the wood and they were able to drink it. But then they went to Elima and over there was plenty of water. There was 12 springs, 70 palm trees, and they encamped near the water there. So they came from Mara to Elim. In Mara, they were not able to drink the water because it was very bitter. Afterwards, they left Mara, they came to Elim, where they had plenty of water. And the Ebenezer explains, that's why in Mara, they're only there for one day. True, Hashem made a nace for them on that day where the water became sweet, but there was really a limited amount of water there. And they stayed in Elim for 20 days because it had more water. Chafetz Chaim comments on this, that we have limited vision. Because of man's limited vision, they're full of complaints. In this case, if they would have been aware that they would have soon, if they would have gone a little further and in Elim they would have plenty of water, they wouldn't have complaints. If they would have had that knowledge, be patient. Right now, Amara, the water is bitter. Next stop, we're in Elim, just a while from now, and you'll have plenty of water. And if they would have been more patient, their complaints would have gone and disappeared. You see from here, the source of people's complaints in this world is that they're not able to see what's going to happen in a short time from now. That's where Emunah comes in. And most things that people complain about or worry about turn out much better than they imagined. And this is a tremendous yisoid in life, like we mentioned already, when someone's worried about the future. When you're aware how often things that you worry about turn out much better than you thought, then you'll have a more patient attitude of wait and see. Don't suffer needlessly by assuming that you will suffer in the future. When you do worry about the future, what happens is you're not taking practical action. You're just suffering in the present, even if your life will work out perfectly. And this is a very important thing in life. This is also one of those things that are important to learn as a person, as a human being, is that we don't have the same timetable as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is part of the emunah we need to have in him, to have betachin. So for example, someone is worried about getting married. He's starting to go out. He's 21 years old, let's say. And let's say we know in advance that it'll take him 2 years. He'll become a chassan when he's 23, mazel tov, and everything will be beautiful. But what's human nature to have, that between 21 till 23, when he actually became a chassan, because he's so nervous and worried, what's going to be? How is it going to be? And it's understandable, not blaming him. It's normal to be nervous about these things. But his whole, very often, you could have a person consumed by that worry, by that tenseness, when it was going to work out anyway, Mi'at Hashem, when he's 23 years old. So, of course, he has to do the shtablis all through because he doesn't know what's going to be. But the bottom line is if he would have known in advance when he was 23 that Baruch Hashem, everything worked out, why did I worry myself to drink from between 21 and 23? So this is hard while you're in it, of course. It's not easy. But at the same time, it's a real Musa Haskel. Basically, you say to yourself, and this is very important both for boys and for girls in dating where they're waiting to get married and they're going out in the process, where during that period of time, sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it could be 2 years, at times it could be somewhat longer. But the bottom line is that period, that whatever that period was of that dating process, of that trying to get married process till the point you got married, if you look at it right at the outset, I'm going to date. I'm doing my ishtadlis. I'm going to daven. But together with my ishtadlis and dating and whatever I need to do in order to find the shidduch in the right, normal, healthy way, I'm going to take day in and day out and make the most of it. I'm going to build myself up. It's not going to stare my learning or my davening or my peace of mind. And I'm going to accomplish a tremendous amount in those 2 years. Very often what happens is because a person's so nervous and so worried and consumed about how they're going to marry and when they're going to marry and so on and so forth and shidduchim and all that, that period of time, whether it's a year, 18 months, 2 years, 2.5 years, a lot of wasted opportunity, a lot of worried energy, a lot of frustration that should not have been because everything Baruch Hashem worked out and fell into place anyway. And the key really is, and it's not easy. And sometimes you need mechanchim to tell the boys and the girls the same thing, that you are a good, normal, healthy person. And there's no reason that if you're, let's say, a boy that's 21, and you may become a chassan right away, mazel tov. And it may take a year, also mazel tov. It may take 2 years, also mazel tov. But there's no reason. There's so much you could accomplish between now when you start to date till the point where you become a chassan or a kala. There's so much that you could accomplish and do and grow in that period. And we need to encourage the boys and girls to make the most of it, to calm their fears, and to thrive spiritually in that tkufa. this happens so much in waiting periods where it's not an easy thing. Let's say someone knows they have this worrisome diagnosis and they're waiting for a test result. The waiting is agonizing. It makes sense that it's agonizing. It's frustrating, or you're hoping to something to go through and it didn't go through yet, and it's going to, but right now you're in no man's land, right? The sale didn't happen. The closing didn't yet take place, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Sometimes there's a delay. Sometimes there's a snag. And we as human beings, and it's understandable, but we have difficulty coping with those waiting periods and being patient. But this is the test. This is one of the, it's a big test, but it is a test that we could thrive and be matzliach on by saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I know I'm not on my timetable. I'm on your timetable. And I'm going to be patient. And in the meantime, I'm going to do the best that I can do. And if a bachur has this attitude right away as he's starting to go out, or a girl as she's starting to go out, then they know that I'm doing my ishtadlis, I'm doing everything. But even as a single person right now, it's not like my life is quote-unquote on hold. There's no such thing as your life being on hold. My life every day has tremendous value and significance, and I'm going to use it. I'm not going to consume my life on a one-track minded, I have to get married, I have to get married, I have to get married. No, today, if I'm going out on a date, then I'm going on a date. I'm doing my shtadlis, but I'm also going to learn, or I'm going to daven, or work on my Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. Have a wonderful Shabbos.